issue slicing. Okay, so an open issue in the Keep Alive draft. At the moment, there is only one open issue which we are aware of and or which I'm going to present here. So next slide, please. I'm assuming you have read the draft, so I'm not going to go so much into that. But what it actually allows is to two nodes which are, you know, next to each other, adjacent, as we call it, to negotiate Keep Alive's. The sender says, you know, I support Keep Alive in the request, and then in the response, the next node can indicate, yeah, use it or don't use it, or so whatever. The question we have, or the issue is, which what do we need by this adjacent node? The two ways we can look at it, either it's the nodes which are going to be in the path when you send your initial register or, you know, request, depending on invite, depending on the scenario, which means that also those nodes that are not going to be in the service path or, you know, the route set will also be there, everyone inserting a via. Or it could be the nodes which are actually end up being adjacent once you have established the service route or the route set of the registration or the call. So there's actually two possibilities. So next slide, please. So this is, you know, just... this is the first one, actually, which talks about the adjacent nodes during the initial request. This means that every node that the message traverses to, even though it's not going to insert record route or service route or whatever. So the proposal, and this is also what's currently in the draft, is that you use the via header because everyone is inserting that. And the pro, I mean, is that you could be the Keep Alive could be negotiated and renegotiated as part of the registration and any transaction inside the session, because you always use vias when you send in dialogue requests and so on. The concern is that it's not really possible to negotiate Keep Alive between nodes that will be in the registration part route set if there are nodes in between that will not be in the registration part and route set. And I think this is the major concern about this, because you normally don't want to send Keep Alive with nodes that are not going to be in the route set anyway. So next one, please. And the second alternatives using is that you would use the contact record route part, depending on whether it's a UA or proxy, whether it's registration or session. And the pro here is then, of course, that the Keep Alive can negotiate between nodes that actually will be adjacent in the route set or in the registration part, even though the request traverses also other entities in between, but they will not insert themselves. The con here is that the Keep Alive can only be negotiated as part of the registration and the session setup. I personally think that this is not a big issue. This is normally when you would do it. So if we go to the next slide, my proposal would actually be that we go for alternative two. That's all I have to say. Well, then their next step is that whatever we choose here is that I will, of course, update the spec if needed, and then at some point, I don't expect us to initiate a working group last call now, but that would be at some point the next step after that, unless there are other open issues coming up with the spec, of course. Thank you.
That's Mr. Dawkins. I was just saying I thought Proposal 2 is the right thing to do. I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think Proposal 2, there hasn't been too much discussion on the list, but I think, actually, this issue was raised, I think, at some point by John Elwell, and I think this was also his proposal. I guess he's listening in, so I guess he can say whether I'm right or wrong.
Yeah, I mean, as an individual... As an individual, I also think alternative two makes sense.
And this is also more aligned with outbound, which is a little related to that thing, because you use the path header there also to insert these OB parameters and everything.
Okay, so I think, we have consensus to do that. Go ahead, update the spec. Regarding working group last calls, we have now, well, we used to have until yesterday two in parallel, so we don't want to basically overload the working group anyway. And I mean, the week after the ITF is not ideal for this kind of stuff, but during August, we'll try to get to that. And as soon as you update the spec, let us know and we'll
do that. Okay. Hi, Adriel Kaplan. I apologize. I couldn't hear what you were saying. But anyway, with regard to the current draft, you have a note in there on CRLFs where you you can do CRLF as a keep alive even without the keep parameter, I think.
I think this is something where I think actually Henry, or was it, no, it was Juha Heinonen who some brought up saying there are clients that currently do send CRLFs without
there
any
are.
Kind of negotiation, and we wanted just to make sure to have some text to indicate that they wouldn't really break anything. It's allowed to do that if you want to do it. So
but the whole
like
point
that.
Of this
it,
draft
it, it
is
was
actually...
It was in order to make him happy.
Okay, well, I object to making him happy. I guess. Not really, but the whole point of this draft is to have a negotiation mechanism to detect keep alive and to just allow a proprietary, basically, a previously proprietary mechanism, which, as it turns out, actually caused problems in the field because certain devices blacklisted their products because they were sending malformed messages.
I know.
I really disagree with. It's basically rubber stamping something that was proprietary before without using the mechanism that we've created for the purpose.
Sure, I mean, I guess we can discuss that on a list. I guess, I mean, this was a note anyway, so I mean, if you want me to add some text there, we can do that. But of course, the reason for having this negotiation is because even if you have a terminal sending something and the proxies are not aware, they may use this ugly mechanisms for net traversal, heavy frequent registration and everything, and that was the reason we wanted to have a negotiation mechanism in first place.
Absolutely.
So we're talking, François, we're talking about sending a single CRLF in this case, right?
This doesn't specify the keep-alive mechanism itself. It actually refers to the one that we have defined in outbound. So this is just a mechanism to negotiate, and then it refers to outbound. I don't remember the exact word in outbound, but it's not defining...
Right. So in outbound, there is a note already that explains that sending CRLF, single CRLFs at any time for any reason is actually legal already in SIP.
Yeah.
Right, so I mean, I don't think we need to repeat that in your document. It's already there, and it's already legal, and it's already confirmed that it's legal in outbound. So if that's what you're talking about, we don't need it twice. It's already in outbound.
Okay.
Yeah. In any case, have a look at the document and send your comments to the list. And anything else? So as I said, I mean, please have a quick look at the draft and send your comments to the list. I mean,
right, you're not going to work those.
Yeah.
You're not going to WGLC anyway, right?
No, not yet.
Right. Okay, thank you, Christian.
Thanks.